الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Most honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, my young friends, and mothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were able to discuss few points with regards to visiting the sick person. Iyadatul Mareed. We discussed the virtues of Iyadatul Mareed, visiting the sick person. We also discussed who we should visit. Should we only visit Muslim, or we should also visit non-Muslims as well? And we have also discussed the habit of our pious predecessors when it comes to visiting the sick person. And I mentioned Imam A'mash rahimahullahu ta'ala, he used to say that kunna naq'udu fil majlis fa'idha faqadna ar-rajula sa'alna anhu fa'in kana maridan udnahu. Then when we used to gather and when we used to sit and discuss deen, when we used to discuss Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and whenever I would find someone missing from the gathering, I would inquire about that person, that where is he? How come he's not here today? Why is he absent today? And if I am told that this person is sick today, I would go and visit that person. We have discussed these points so far. Alhamdulillah, our objective was to mention some etiquettes and some adab with regards to visiting the sick person. Because alhamdulillah, to certain extent, people who are connected to deen, connected to the masjid, we alhamdulillah give a lot of importance when it comes to visiting the sick person, but sometimes, because of our lack of understanding of deen, we tend to make mistakes. So this is why it is very, very important that we understand the etiquettes and the adab of visiting the sick person. But before we go to that, I'll just mention two or three more points, inshallah. Number one, when does a person have to go and visit the sick person? Some scholars, they say that you should go after 3 days of that sickness. Some scholars, they say that no, as soon as the person becomes sick, you should go and visit him. And the commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that it is totally up to the person when to go and visit this person, the person who is sick. There is no fixed time, there is no fixed days that you should go after 1 day, after 2 days, after 3 days. Whenever a person feels comfortable, whenever he has time, he should go and visit the sick person. And what time should a person go? Ibn Qayyim rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great student of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, he writes in Zadul Ma'ad that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not mentioned any specific time with regards to visiting the sick person. That you should go at this time, you should go at 9 o'clock, or you should go at 10 o'clock, you should go after Dhuhr Salah. There's no time mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But some scholars and our pious predecessors, they used to make sure that they used to go in the beginning stage of the day or in the beginning of the night. The reason why they used to do this is because I mentioned one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when I was mentioning the virtues of visiting the sick person. The Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says in the hadith that when a person goes to visit a sick person, if he goes in the morning, then 70,000 angels make dua for him until evening. And if he goes at night, then 70,000 angels make dua for him until morning. This is why if you go in the beginning stages of the day, that there is more time for angels to make dua for you. There is more time for angels to make dua for you. Similarly, if you go in the beginning stages of the night, then the angels have the entire night to make dua for you, so you can benefit fully, as mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But again, it is up to the person when he wants to go, and you should keep in mind the availability and the comfort of the sick person. Then make sure he is not inconvenienced. Because if he does not have time in the afternoon and you decide to go in the afternoon, or you decide to go in the beginning stage of the day, but he's not available at that time, if you go, this will inconvenience him, then you should not go and visit him at that time. So you should keep in mind the comfort of and availability of the sick person, inshallah. And what is the ruling of visiting the sick person? I mentioned this, that some scholars, they say that it's sunnah mu'akkada. It's sunnah mu'akkada. Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala has dedicated one whole chapter for this. And he says the babun wujubu iyadatil marid, that the compulsion of visiting the sick person. From this tarjamatul bab, from this chapter of Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, we understand that the view of Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala was that it is compulsory, it is wajib upon a person to go and visit the sick person. Under this chapter, under this tarjamatul bab, he has mentioned one hadith, the at'imul ja'i' wa'udul marid wa fukkul ani. He mentions three commands here. And all three commands, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has used fa'lul amr. The verb which is used to command and order someone to do something. He has mentioned three things: that you should feed the hungry, and you should visit the sick person, and you should free the prisoners. Now, under this hadith, Imam Nawawi rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that annaha la tajib, that to visit the sick person is not wajib, is not compulsory. Now, why does Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala has mentioned that wujubu iyadatil marid, that it is compulsory to go and visit the sick person? Ibn al-Battar rahimahullahu ta'ala, another commentator of Sahih al-Bukhari, he says, يَحْتَمِلُ أَن يَكُونَ الْأَمْرُ عَلَى الْوُجُوبِ بِمَعْنَى الْكِفَايَةِ, that it is possible that here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has used fa'lul amr, the verb which is used to order someone to do something, which generally indicates towards the compulsion of that order. But in this case, it is possible that it's not wajib ala al-ayn, that it is not a general rule that it is compulsory. It could be a communal compulsion, that it is wujub ala al-kifaya. It is wujub ala al-kifaya. This was the view of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala, which he mentions in al-Ikhtiyarat, that it is wujub ala al-kifaya, that in the locality, in one city, in one village, in one place, if nobody goes to visit that sick person, then the entire locality will be sinful. And if one person goes to visit him, then the entire locality will be absolved from this order and this command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That this is the ruling for visiting the sick person. Now we'll move on to the etiquettes of visiting the sick person. Number one, one should try his utmost to go and walk to the person's house. You should go and walk to the person's house. Because Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala has narrated one hadith. He has mentioned one hadith on the authority of Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he was sick, he says that ja'ani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ya'uduni, that once Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam came to me when I was sick, with the purpose of visiting the sick, practicing upon his sunnah. He came to me. And when he came, لَيْسَ بِرَاكِبِ بَغْلٍ وَلَا بَرْضُونَ, when he came to me, he was not mounted on any conveyance. He was not mounted, and he was not riding any mule or any horse. He came walking. So this is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if it's possible, if it's close by, if a person has strength, power, and if his health allows him to go and visit the person on foot, then he should go walking to the person's house and he should visit him. This is the first etiquette. Number two, when a person reaches there, he should initiate with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As this is the adab and sunnah of each meeting. Whenever you meet a Muslim brother, you should initiate your conversation and your talk with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. There is so much, we lack so much when it comes to this sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we know the person, we still don't do salam to that person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith that you should do salam to that person who you know, and you should also do salam to that person who you don't know. This is the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why if you study the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the seerah of the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, the condition was that whenever they used to meet, as soon as they used to meet, the first thing would be assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To such an extent that when two companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are walking, when two companions are walking together, if a tree comes in the middle, just to gain thawab, one companion would go from the right side, another companion would go from the left side, when they meet each other again, they would say, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, to gain thawab, which is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is another topic by itself. But I just mentioned few points. Inshallah, I'll discuss this in detail when we have chance, inshallah. Right now, we are discussing the etiquettes of visiting the sick person. So when you reach the person's house, the first thing you should do is do assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And then you should go and sit by the person's headside. Try to sit. Because I mentioned another hadith few weeks ago, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went to visit a Jew boy, he went and he sat by the headside, and then he approached the boy with Islam, and then he accepted Islam. So this is also a sunnah and etiquette, and this is also adab of visiting the sick person, that when you go there, you should try to sit by his headside. And then when you sit, you should try to place your hand on a person's forehead or on his hand. Because again, Sahih al-Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala has mentioned another hadith. On the authority of Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that when I was sick, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me, he sat by my headside and he placed his hands upon my forehead and he gave me du'as. And he gave me du'as. This is another etiquette, that you should make du'a for the sick person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'a, Allahumma shfi sa'dan, Allahumma shfi sa'dan, Allahumma shfi sa'dan, O Allah, cure Sa'd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He made du'a for him 3 times. So this is also etiquette, that you should sit by his headside, place your hand on the person's forehead or on a person's hand. This is also adab and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another etiquette is ask the sick person to make dua for you. Because it comes in the hadith that the person who's sick, he is very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His du'as are verily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this state, if he makes dua for you, then most definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua on your behalf, inshallah. So you request him for your du'as. Another etiquette, don't ask too many questions to the sick person. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala has written this in Al-Adab fi Deen. Al-Adab fi Deen, his great work, he has mentioned this, that when you go to visit a sick person, don't ask too many questions. Because sometimes a person gets irritated because he's not feeling well and you are asking him questions after question, then this will inconvenience the sick person. So you should not ask too many questions. And when you go and sit by him, give him lots of du'as. There are so many du'as mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, if I get a chance, inshallah, I'll compile all the du'as which are mentioned in the sahih hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one paper, so it's easy for us to memorize. And inshallah, we can pray and give these du'as to the sick person, inshallah. One du'a which is mentioned in the hadith is that when you go to visit a sick person, and if his death is not destined at that time, and you give that person dua 7 times, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will most definitely cure this person. And that dua is, أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ أَنْ يَشْفِيَكَ أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ رَبَّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ أَنْ يَشْفِيَكَ If you recite, if you pray this dua 7 times, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that apart from death, any other illness will be cured by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Another very, very important etiquette that we need to keep in our mind is that when we go to visit a sick person, don't sit for too long. Do not sit for too long. Maximum 10 minutes. The scholars have mentioned to that extent that a person should only sit the duration between the two khutbas. That is only 5 to 10 seconds. the duration between two khutbahs, when an imam sits down between two khutbahs, he only sits for 5 to 10 seconds. This is how long a person should sit. Obviously, this is an exaggeration. This is to show that it is very, very important that you do not stay there for a long time. Because this really inconveniences a sick person. Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned two incidents in Mirqat, the commentary of Mishkatul Masabih. He says that once a person came to Sirri Saqati rahimahullah ta'ala, a great scholar, and he came with this intention that I will request Sirri Saqati to make dua for me, which is a good thing, alhamdulillah. But if you don't have a chance, then you should not sit for too long. Now this person sat and said he did not get a chance to request Sirri Saqati rahimahullah ta'ala to make dua for him. And he sat for a very long time. Finally, he got his chance to request Shaykh. So he requested Sirri Saqati rahimahullah ta'ala that, can you please make dua for us? Can you please make dua for us? He immediately raised his hands and he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, teach us the correct method of visiting the sick person. He has mentioned another incident that there was a great scholar. He hasn't mentioned any name, but I read in another place that he was Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahimahullah ta'ala, the teacher of Imam Bukhari and a student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala. Very, very great scholar. Very, very great scholar. He was known as Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith in his time. A great muhaddith, a great faqih. Once a person came to visit him, and he sat for a very long time, half an hour, 45 minutes. And finally, when he got fed up, he said that, I don't know what's wrong with people when they come to visit. I am suffering with this illness, and on top of that, people are bothering me, and they sit here for a very long time. So the person who's sitting there for half an hour, 45 minutes, he said, Shaykh, if you allow me, I will stand up and close the door. He said, most definitely go and close the door, but not from inside, from outside. Not from inside, from outside, meaning you should leave. He was indicating towards him that you should not sit for too long. So this is the etiquette. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, al-iyadatu fuwaqa naqatin, that iyadah is for the duration which is between milking two she camel, meaning when you take two consecutive turns when you're milking the camel. So first time you milk the camel, and then you have to wait until the milk comes in again. So that will take few seconds or few minutes sometimes. So you should only sit for that long. Al-iyadatu fuwaqa naqatin. Imam Taus rahimahullah ta'ala used to say that afdalu iyadati akhafuha, that the best of iyada, best way of visiting the sick person is that when your visit should be very, very light. A person beautifully says in English that when you visit a sick person, make your entrance a goodbye. When you visit a sick person, make your entrance a goodbye. And it comes in another narration that afdalul iyadati sur'atul qiyam, that the best of iyada is that you stand up very, very quickly. So this is a very, very important etiquette we have to keep in our mind, that when we go to visit a sick person, it's a very great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But sometimes, due to our lack of knowledge, we tend to make these mistakes, which becomes a means of inconvenience to the sick person, and we lose all our thawab and all our reward. And as a result, instead of getting reward for our sunnah, we go back with sin upon our heads. So let us keep these etiquettes of visiting the sick in our mind. And just on the side note, I'll just mention that we should also take care of our health. This is a great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person is granted a good health from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the greatest bounty a person can get. Because if a person is not healthy, despite having so much zeal to do good actions, he is not able to carry out any good action because his health is not supporting him. So to have a good health is a very, very great bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have few points to mention. I'll just very quickly run through it. Inshallah, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, again, a great scholar, he says that there are three major fundamentals of medicine. That three things. That with regards to a person's health, number one, preservation of a person's health, and a good diet, which will avoid harm coming to a person's body. And number three, a person should remove anything which is harmful for his body. So these are grade three fundamentals of medicine. And Imam Zahabi rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned in his great work, At-Tibbun Nabwi, that after accepting Iman, after accepting Iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands from us that we carry out all the do's and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We abstain from all those things which are prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After these two commands, the greatest command that comes to the believer and a Muslim is to take care of his health, to maintain his health, like I mentioned, because when a person does not have a good health, then he's not able to carry out good actions. So let us go with this message because of this reason in our masjid, inshallah. On this Sunday, inshallah, there is a program after the Dhuhr Salah, which is regarding the stroke and heart attack, inshallah. So brothers are requested to participate and also convey this message to the women folk as well. Inshallah, we should come and participate. This program is absolutely free, so we should come and benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to practice upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam.